In the OFM Artbeat today, I want to invite you to join us in Potchefstroom, NG Vyfhoek, as this year, all of the NWU Conservatory productions are taking place at the NG Vyfhoek. Unmindful of the Roses is wrapping up the year's program on the 14th of October. Let me introduce you to Paul Ferreira. Welcome to OFM.
Thank you so much. It's lovely being here.
Unmindful of the Roses. This sounds like someone who doesn't care. What is happening here in this title of your production?
No, it's actually one of the numbers we will be doing. The British composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor would have turned 150 years old this year. The public probably doesn't know most of his work, so we decided to do a whole program in honor of him. And one of the numbers in one of his cycles is called Unmindful of the Roses. It's actually quite poignant. I know it sounds as if it couldn't care less, but it's all beautiful, almost like unpretentious music, and we're glad we can offer it to the public.
So why should we, as the general public, who's definitely not heard of him before, know that he's also known as the African Mahler? And what can we expect from his works?
That's absolutely true. So what's interesting about him is his mother was English and his father was from Sierra Leone. He never knew his father. But he had a great support among the African American public. And that's why it was called the African Mahler, because of his nationality almost, but also because of the way he composed. So I think many people are quite familiar with Mahler's work, but Coleridge Taylor is quite a unique composer. And I think the public will be pleasantly surprised if I come and listen to the music, because they certainly won't know the music, but it's just so beautiful. It's worth listening to.
That actually excites me, to think that you might be listening to something that you don't know. And how often can we say that nowadays, that you are actually hearing something that you don't know?
That's
wonderful.
No, it is. And what is marvelous about one of the numbers we'll be doing is that it's only been discovered in 2022. Samuel studied at the Royal College of Music, and in 2022 they actually discovered one of his previously unknown works, and we will be performing it on the 14th of October. So it's certainly a debut in South Africa.
Paul, who's joining you on stage for Unmindful of the Roses?
So I'm joined by my wonderful friends and colleagues, Teresa de Wit, who's a mezzo-soprano, who's actually based in the Northern Cape, and then the oboist, Johan Ferreira, who's not related to me, but absolutely fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to it.
The oboe is also an interesting instrument that not many people get to know. So this is going to be quite an intimate setting with piano and oboe.
Absolutely. And I think it's wonderful how the tone colors complement each other, because the mezzo-soprano voice is so beautifully rich, and the oboe's got this very unique sound. I mean, in Peter and the Wolf, they used it for the duck. So it's this, you know, so I'm really looking forward to the public's reaction.
You're invited to support Unmindful of the Roses the 14th of October. You can get all the details under Lifestyle at ofm.co.za. Samuel Coleridge Taylor's works celebrated in this production. 150 years is what they are celebrating. Paul, thank you for joining us, and all the best for the show, and all the best also for the rest of the year as it steamrolls to an end.
Thank you so much, Yolanda, and thank you for having me. It was lovely.